In circles, jumping the hurdles, getting caught in that rush of doing so much. I'm feeling kind of worn out. All this checking the boxes, trying to be flawless, has me spinning my head, catching my breath, too afraid to slow down. I tell myself to keep this up, that God wants more than just my love. But I've been complicating things, it's just like me to overthink. Gotta keep it real simple, keep it real simple. Bring everything right back to ground zero, cause it all comes down to this. Love God and love people. Can be loud, cause love is what it's all about. I tell myself to keep this up, that all God wants is just my love. No more complicating things, no more need to overthink. Gotta keep it real simple, keep it real simple. Bring everything right back to ground zero, cause it all comes down to this. Love God and love people.
Welcome, welcome everybody to another episode of Love God, Love His People. I'm here today with guess who?
Trish.
Hey, I'm glad you showed up.
Hey, me too.
Hey, yeah, this is a little bit different situation that we're in today. We promised you guys that we were doing a series on the end times, but this should have been part two, but Trish called me up and she said, you know, Easter's Sunday, and this is the most important event in Christianity was
the resurrection.
Yeah, Jesus, not only gave his life, but he came back for us and everything, so we couldn't skip this. So this is what we're doing today. But before we get started, I'm going to ask Trish to say a prayer and open up this open up this Easter holiday for us.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Lord God, we thank you for everything that you did on that cross. And we thank you that you walked out of that grave and that you are now sitting at the right hand of the Father, and that we also will do that one day. And Lord God, I pray for each and every person that's listening to this podcast today. Father God, I ask that they know how much they are loved, how much that you cherish them, that you gave your only son for them. And Father God, I thank you that every need in their lives will be met, that no matter what it is, that you're always with them, that you walk with them every day of their lives. And Father, we just give you praise and glory for them, and we ask blessings upon them. And we just thank you, Father, for this opportunity to share about your great love for us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. This is, like I said, we're going to continue on with the end of times, next podcast,
and the next.
Yeah, but we just felt that this was, important.
Very important, yes.
Majorly, not fully, but majorly important, because this is the way you get to heaven. Yes. Okay. This is the way.
And this is a different kind of podcast too.
Yes, it is. But you guys, we ought to be used to that, because we're always doing different kind of podcasts, okay?
Especially me.
But it's going to be a great one today and everything. Before we get started, though, let's talk about our Facebook pages. Can I pray for you? And Love God, Love His People. Trish has got some stuff on there that she's going to talk about today that she puts out there daily. Not daily, sometimes hourly. But it's all positive encouragement.
Yes. I have Words to Treasure. I also do Quotes of the Day or Thoughts of the Day. And they're all Bible-based. They're all scriptures, most of them. Sometimes the Quotes of the Day is about a scripture. It kind of explains what the scripture is about in short term. And I love it because it's encouraging to other people. And I get such good responses from people. And I just want you to know, I really appreciate that because that shows that you are paying attention, you're reading, and you're involved in our podcast. And if it wasn't for you guys, we wouldn't have a podcast.
And let me point out, when she said she has good responses in everything, she can put it in there and 10 seconds later, people are responding. That shows me that people need that encouragement.
Yes.
They're looking for that encouragement. Mm-hmm. And we're telling you where to find it.
Yep.
Okay? That's what this podcast is all about, is learning about God. Mm-hmm. You know, some things in the Bible are a little hard to understand. We're going to make them a little easier to understand.
Well, and once it becomes easier to you, you walk in it easier. You know, because you get it into your heart.
Right,
right. And so, you know, we have Can I Pray For You? And we have some prayer warriors out there that they just, you know, you mention I need prayer or this or whatever, and they're on it, like right now. And that's what it's all about. That's what we're supposed to be doing for each other.
Exactly. But I've also been told from some of those prayer warriors that it helps them out as much as person they're praying for.
Yes.
Because guess what that is? It's a blessing, okay?
Yep.
And never once has anybody ever turned down a blessing of prayer.
Mm-hmm. And by praying, they're communicating with God. So that's making them stronger as they pray for other people.
Exactly, exactly. And we want to continue doing that.
Yes.
We want people to be free to do that. People that come on, we are a private group now, but when your friends want to come on there, and they ask for us to let them in, we let them in, you know, we let them in. So it doesn't make it really a private group. It just keeps out some of the strangeness.
The dating site.
Yeah.
Anyway.
but they're really good sites to go to,
they are.
We want you to be able to go to them. If you have any problems with them, let us know.
Yes.
Let us know. We will fix whatever needs to be fixed on there.
Okay.
Because they've become very, very, very popular. A lot of people come through there and everything. So
I just want to say one more thing.
Go ahead.
I appreciate everyone that posts on both those web pages because that is your ministry. You're involved in that ministry, and that's important. And I just want to say thank you.
Exactly. Every one of you out there are involved in the same ministry that we're involved
in. That's right.
You know, we're all one big group. Trisha doesn't own this. I don't own this.
No.
God does.
That's right. Absolutely.
God does. We work for him, and we work for him well because he gives great bonuses, let me tell you.
Okay. Yes, he does.
So, anyway, we just want to let you know that also, too, about the Bible ministry that we do. I'm still giving Bibles away. Gave 3 away just the other day within a matter of seconds. So we're still working on that. The backpack ministry is going well too. We're solving the homeless problem and the hunger problem one backpack at a time.
Yep, absolutely.
So we're going to continue on doing that and everything. But anytime that you want to give us an idea, you want to talk to us or whatever, go to lovegodlovehispeople.org. I told Trisha not to do that.
No dot.
Love God, love his people at AOL.com.
There you go.
All right. So, anyway, this has just become difficult.
Now that you got that out.
Yeah, really, really. But also, we are going to, in July, the whole month of July, we are going to do an anniversary of the month of July for Love God, Love His People. So, if you have any ideas before June the 1st, get them to us. Love God, Love His People at AOL.com. Not bad, huh?
There you go.
All right. Anyway, we're just going to go ahead with this podcast today. It is called He Is Risen, He Is Here. Trisha?
Thank you. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, for He has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim that captives will be released, that the blind will see, that the oppressed will be set free, and that the time of the Lord's favor had come. That's in Luke 4:18-19. Have you ever felt like a slave to fear? I have. As a child, I feared being alone and never sure of anything. I suppressed my anxiety behind a false smile, but the grip of fear dictated what I said, and my thoughts were where I went, and even to the content of my dreams. And the worst part, fear influenced how I related to God. Even when we are sure monsters don't hide under the bed, we may continue to be controlled by fear as an adult. We tremble at the unknown and resist change. The possibility of rejection unnerves us, and loss of control produces anxiety. When we consider the unlimited and fleeting nature of our time on earth, we may worry about what happened to us when we die. Jesus left heaven, came down to earth to reveal the truth and set people free. John 8:32. His glorious resurrection from the grave after the utter humility of the cross confirmed his mission success. Then he crossed enemy lines into Satan's territory and released captives who anguished in sin, darkness, and fear. If you've been set free by Jesus, Resurrection Day is a wonderful time to thank God for his promises that were fulfilled through his Son. In his own words, Jesus tells us our life-changing ways through his resurrection sets us free. Jesus' resurrection frees us from the penalty of sin. Jesus said, "This is my blood, which confirms the covenant between God and his people. It is poured out as a sacrifice to forgive the sins of many." Matthew 26:28. Because of the blood of Jesus shed on the cross, we are free from the fear of God's wrath and judgments. Jesus bore all of our punishment. Jesus' resurrection frees us from the fear of rejection or vengeance from people. If we believe in and surrender to Jesus, our Lord and Savior, our Heavenly Father adopts us into his forever family. When the religious leaders questioned Jesus about family relationship in heaven, he said, "Those who trust him are children of God and children of the resurrection." That's in Luke 20:36. As adopted children in God's family, we don't need to dread or avoid disapproval from others because our Father always loves us unconditionally. We seek to please him alone. Jesus' resurrection frees us from the fear of death. Because Jesus rose to life after he died on the cross, we know he has authority and power over death. The end life on earth immediately ushers God's children into his presence. We place our confidence in the truth. Jesus spoke to Martha as she mourned the death of her brother Lazarus. "I am the resurrection and life. Anyone who believes in me will live even after dying." John 11:25. Finally, Jesus' resurrection frees us to live boldly for God daily. As the time of his death approached, Jesus forewarned his disciples he would be leaving them, and in his place he promised to send a helper, the Holy Spirit. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate who will never leave you. John 14:16. Friends, we are never alone. The Holy Spirit of God dwells within us. He infuses us with God's power and truth, so we produce his fruit. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, gentleness, and self-control in Galatians 5:22 and 23. Submitted to the Spirit, we represent Jesus and his gospel to everyone we meet. What joy we have when we consider the freedom Jesus gave us. Because of our sins, we were enslaved and indebted to Satan as helpless captives. But Jesus fulfilled his promise, so we rejoice in the freedom he purchased with his precious blood. We need and should thank him every day with praise and prayer for these promises of his resurrection day. Father God, as we consider the fulfilled promises of his resurrection, our hearts overflow with praise. You did not withhold your Son, whom you love dearly. He endured the agony of the cross to purchase our freedom. Jesus, we thank you for taking the punishment for our sin upon yourself, so we may rest in a secure relationship with you as your Spirit guides us in your ways each day of our lives, as we live in the light and hope of eternity spent face to face with you. We humbly and gratefully offer all we are and all we have to you this resurrection day and every day. Fix your eyes on Jesus, who fixed his eyes on you when he came to die for you. Fix your eyes on Jesus, who let nothing distract him from his mission of mercy to rescue you from sin and death. Fix your eyes on Jesus, who persevered through adversity to win for you an eternal inheritance. So we partake in Jesus' resurrection by putting on compassionate hearts, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience, Colossians 3:12. We partake of his resurrection by walking in a manner of our calling, Ephesians 4:1. We partake in his resurrection by living as though we are already in heaven. Jesus' resurrection from the dead is not just the beginning of new life, it's the beginning of a whole new creation. Jesus is the guarantee that we who believe in him will also be raised from the dead. The same strength that God has shown in raising Jesus from the dead is the same strength that he now gives us. A resurrection life includes eternal life with God in heaven, but it also includes the strength and power to live a full and obedient life in the world today. Thanks to the resurrection of Jesus, we have the hope that we will live again and meet again, regardless of physical imperfections that we may have had in this life. Jesus' resurrection is free, an unconditional gift, and applies to those who have lived, those who are living, and those who will still live. Beyond all pain, his body hung. The Son of God was dead. Disciples wept in silence. His blood was scarlet red. But rise up again. He promised, and rise again he did. All he had been commanded, all his Father's bid.
Thank you, Trish. That was wonderful. That was wonderful. I want to let everybody know, tomorrow is Easter, okay? Tomorrow is the resurrection day. Mm-hmm. When you say your prayer, only say one thing. Thank you. Yes. Thank him for everything that he has done for us. Yes. That's why this holiday is so, so important, not only to us, but everyone out there, even those who don't know Jesus, even the ones that don't know Jesus, because they get the leftovers, which is what? Love and kindness from those who do know him. And that's what you need to do tomorrow, okay? You need to tell him thank you, okay? And you need to show him thank you by loving others, no matter who they are. Because as we know, God don't make no junk.
That's right. Yeah, we had a podcast about that.
Yes, we did. So that's what tomorrow needs to be, is showing love. People show love different ways. Not just to your family, but to other people out there. You know, if you're out tomorrow and you've gone to church and you're coming home and you see somebody who's hungry, feed them. Don't ask questions, just feed them, you know?
Well, and I think that a resurrection that, you know, of Jesus' resurrection, we are safe in him. And we need to love everybody and tell them about Jesus and show that we do. You know, we need to follow his commandment where he said, you know, love God with all your heart, soul, and body, and love your neighbor as yourself. And everybody is your neighbor.
Exactly. And what Trish also said, too, that because of the resurrection, we would in the end times, we would go straight to heaven, straight to God, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. and without that, we as humans would have no hope.
No, none.
And without hope, you've got nothing, mm-hmm. you know. And that's what we want to try on this podcast to give people is hope and let them know how incredibly wonderful Jesus Christ is, mm-hmm. you know.
And he did it all on the cross. But when the significance of him rising again is to show us that we will one day be with him, because God brought his son back to life. And that's what he's going to do for us. When we die, our body may die, but we're going to be ushered up into the full presence of the Lord.
Yes, we are. Yes, we are. And as miserable it is down here, you're going to notice how nice it is up there. I promise you that.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, anyway, we wanted to make sure today that that everyone had a wonderful holiday tomorrow, and your thought should be of Jesus and everything. And what's so miraculous about Jesus? He did all that he did in his very short life. When they talk about him being wounded and him being shamed and him being everything that happened before the cross, okay, he took all that. And he took all that for us, you know? We didn't have to pay anything. All we have to do is say, yes, Lord. Show me, yeah. Take over my life, you know.
And walk with me every day.
Exactly, exactly. And that's something that we have to do.
But I want to tell you something. He walks with you every day, but you need to walk with him every day. There's a difference.
Yes.
He's always there. He's always there with you through the Holy Spirit. But you need to be with him also with your heart, your thoughts, your words, everything that you do, your very being.
Exactly. Exactly. Now, a lot of people think Easter, is about Easter Bunny and
eggs.
that sort of stuff like that and everything. But you know what? The thought of the Easter Bunny came from Jesus himself, because the Easter Bunny shows love to everybody, you know, during your Easter egg hunt. Okay. You hide the Easter eggs, right? And then God leads you toward those. That's showing love directly to you. So there's a lot of people out there, and I've been reading it on the internet, that says, you know, if you have the Easter Bunny around, you're not a Christian. Well, that's not true, because what you can explain to your kids is the Easter Bunny shows the love of Jesus Christ in everything that he does, you know? So that is your opportunity. I love that word. You know that. Okay. I love the word opportunity. That is your opportunity to talk to your children about Jesus Christ, you know? While you're hiding those eggs, while you're doing stuff with your children, while you're being with your family, because that's what Jesus says to do.
Well, to be honest with you, when my children were growing up, the Easter Bunny and Easter eggs after church on Sunday morning was a party for Jesus. That's what we told our children when they were growing up, that it was a party for Jesus. And because of what he had done for us.
Yeah, well, it is.
And we were telling, you know, we were celebrating of what he had done. And so, you know, Jesus just needs, he has to be brought into it. He has to be the center of it.
Exactly. And that's where I'm pointing out, Tricia, you have the opportunity at that point in time, because your kids are excited and they're looking up at you and they say, you know, what's the Easter Bunny? There's your opportunity. Okay. It's a way to show love. Mm-hmm. And that's what God is all about. That's what this podcast is all about. Love God, love his people. Mm-hmm. Okay. And we do that with everybody. It doesn't have to be with just the Easter Bunny or stuff like this. Show love toward everybody.
All the time.
Exactly.
Not just on holidays.
Right. But go out looking.
Yes.
You know, open your eyes, go out looking for people that you can help and make them realize that Jesus is out there. And he's going to help them too. But all they have to do is turn to him. That's all they have to do, is just turn to him, you know? And here in a little bit, we're going to read the sinner's prayer. And when we read that and you repeat after us, then you become part
of
the resurrected family.
Yes.
Okay? Because that's your resurrection at that time.
And this podcast that I wrote is telling you what the resurrection is really about, and what you have earned, or not earned, but have been given freely from Jesus when he died and rose again, what God did.
Exactly. Exactly. And and that's what we're telling you now, because everything that's in Christianity depends on the resurrection.
Yeah, because the cross is true, and it had to be done. But the resurrection was the main point
of
us coming back to life.
Right. But, you know, but think about it this way. Without the cross, okay, without him being nailed to the cross, with him suffering, people today would have said, oh, big deal, he went up to heaven, you know? But the suffering was a huge part of it, to prove to people that he would willingly pay the price, because there's a price. There's a price for everything, you know? And that's what you get when you say the sinner's prayer. And then not just saying it, but living it, you know?
It becoming a part of your life every day.
Exactly. It becoming a very important part of your life.
Yes.
Every day. And you will also see the blessings that come into your life once you do this for him.
Yes, God is faithful.
Yes, he is. He takes care of us. We don't take care of ourselves. He makes things happen. For the things that we want, we need, he makes things happen.
Sometimes we don't even see it until it's like right there.
Exactly, till right after. Exactly. I've had experiences recently like that. Okay? We're not going to get into them right now, but. So I'm going to ask Trish right now if she will read the sinner's prayer, and we will, each of us will repeat this after her, and you will become part of the family of God.
Yes. Dear God, I know I am a sinner.
Dear God, I know I am a sinner.
I want to turn from my sins.
I want to turn from my sins.
And I ask for your forgiveness.
And I ask for your forgiveness.
I believe that Jesus Christ is your son.
I believe that Jesus Christ is your son.
I believe he died for my sins.
I believe he died for my sins.
And that you raised him to life.
And that you raised him to life.
I want him to come into my heart.
I want him to come into my heart.
And to take control of my life.
And to take control of my life.
I want to trust Jesus as my Savior.
I want to trust Jesus as my Savior.
And follow him as my Lord.
And follow him as my Lord.
From this day forward.
From this day forward.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Welcome, everybody.
If you
welcome.
Said that, you belong to Jesus and to the family of God.
And you should feel his spirit in you right now.
That's right.
Makes you want to run out that door and just do everything for him, because it's a wonderful, wonderful feeling that you have, especially if you've been through the turmoil of this world, to be loved and in his arms.
And everything that was in your life that should not have been in your life is gone. Jesus, when you said that prayer and meant it with your heart, it's gone. Everything is gone.
That's right. And the devil is saying, ouch.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, he's telling you it didn't work.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
He's gonna try whatever he needs to try, but it's not going to work.
But let me tell you something. Satan's a liar.
Yes, he is.
And so when you have those thoughts, if you said that prayer and you have those kind of thoughts coming in, you just tell him, Satan, get behind me in the name of Jesus, because I know that my Jesus lives inside of me.
Exactly. So. Well, okay, we want to let everybody know today. Happy Easter tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Enjoy yourselves, enjoy your families, but also open your hearts and your eyes and do what you can do to help this world and celebrate and say thank you.
For the victory that Jesus did when he walked out of that grave.
That's true. That's right, because nobody else could have done that.
That's right.
No one. And what he went through to do that is flat incredible.
Yeah.
So we want to let everybody know that we're going to be back in 2 weeks, and we're going to continue with the End Times series. And we will recap before we get started on what we talked about last time.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll refresh everybody's memory and everything. So anyway, we want to let everybody know that we love you out there.
Yes, we do.
Okay. And everybody you run into, you tell them we love you.
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
And then until we meet again next time on Love God, Love His People.
It's down to this. Love God and love people. Love is patient, love is kind. Rescues hearts and changes lives. Love is all we need to make